In today's Mishnah, from the first and second Mishnah, from the fourth Perek of Masechta Shavuot. And with the beginning of the fourth Perek, we learn about the next category of Shavuot of Oath, which is Shavuot Ha'edut. And that refers to an oath that is made by an individual, or a pair of people that are asked to testify in a case. And they make a Shavuot, they make an oath, they lie, and say that they do not know any of the details regarding this case. So the Mishnah says, Shavuot Ha'edut, this only applies to people that are able to act as witnesses. So that would only noheg, it would apply to anashim, males, velo nashim, not females. Barochukim velo bakrovim. This means that individuals are not related to the other parties in the case, because if they were, they wouldn't be able to act as a witness. Bekshem velo psulim, likewise, as we learned previously, that if someone violated a particular transgression, chayov is liable to lashes, he wouldn't be able to act as a witness. So therefore, only people that are considered valid to act as witnesses, veinu nohoget ela beruim la'id. And similarly, it would only apply to people that can, as already said, but this includes small cases, that can act as witnesses. That would exclude a king, for example, the Gemara says, and likewise those people that are, the Chachamim said, cannot act as witnesses. We said that one example of that was someone who is a gambler. And Mishnah adds, Bifnei Beitin v'shelo Bifnei Beitin mipiatzmo. If it's in front of Beitin, or not in front of Beitin, that he makes his shvuah. If it's mipiatzmo, then that would work, meaning if he himself says, I swear, or the witnesses say they swear that they are don't know anything about the case. However, if it's mipi achirim, if they're prompted by an individual, say do swear and they follow and say yes, then ein chayvim adchi yichpuru, they would only consider violating this problem of Shavuot Edut if this occurred in front of Beit Din. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim say, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi achirim, irrespective of how this shvur was brought about, either the person made the shvur themselves or they were prompted and they replied amen, they would not have violated this problem of Shavuot Edut ad sheyichburu, unless they denied it in front of Beit Din. Now, what's the basis of the debate between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? That is because the context in which we learn the context of Shavuot Edut is only if they were prompted. That's, as we said, mipei achirim. Where do we learn that Shavuot Edut also applies if one makes the Shavuot themselves? Well, both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim learn that from Shavuot Pikadon. That's someone who swears denying having an object that belongs to another person. So Ramirez says, well, if you learn Shavuot Pikadon, well, Shavuot Pikadon also applies not in front of Beit Din. However, Chachamim say, no, we learn Shavuot Pikadon, but nonetheless, what we learn Shavuot Pikadon is yes, even if the person himself makes the Shavuot, but nonetheless, it would only be violating this concept of a Shavuot Edut if it's done in front of Beit Din. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mishnah begins. V'chayvim al zadon ha-shvua v'al shigaga ta'asarei im zadon ha-edut. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is this is another case, as we'll learn in a moment, where, as we mentioned by the other cases, where one would bring this korban or levi or red, that the korban that is brought varies with someone's financial abilities or capacity. What's unique, if you like, about this case is that unlike the other cases where there's a concept of ne'elam, like to a mikdash kodeshav shavuot bitui, where the person was unaware of the sort of the necessity of being beshogig by inadvertently violating this problem, you don't find that by Shavuot Edut. The Torah doesn't make any mention of it. So therefore, the Mishnah understands that one is would be chayv to this korban ola v'yored if they either al zadon shvuah, or they're completely deliberately, they understood all the implications of one after being a korban if they were caught, and they knew very well about the matters of the case. So they deliberately made this shvuah, which is a violation. So that's bezadon. And similarly, val shiga ta'im zadon ha'edut, which means that they didn't really know all the consequences. They didn't know they'd have to bring a korban for making this false shvuah. However, they still knew all the matters of the case and they lied with them to make this shvuah. That's when they would bring this korban. However, ein chayvim al shigigata. If, however, they were shogeg, meaning that they simply forgot about the thought that they knew about the details of the case when they made this shvuah, then they would not have to bring a korban. According to the Baal Tanura, Kati goes into much more detail, that is because they're effectively anusim, it's like beyond their control at the time, meaning at the time when they made the shvuah, they really thought they didn't know about the matters of the case until later on, they remembered it. The mission then continues, Umahim chayavin, b'shvuah, by making this shvuah deliberately, al zadon ha-shvuah, or we said shkigato im zadon ha-idud, what's the korban has to bring, and as I already explained, that would be the korban ole v'yored. And those are the Mishnah today.